Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, and happy Thursday, everybody. This is Mecca, one half of the VIP with Unique and Mecca, my sis. She'll be on in a minute. I'm going to catch her strutting up this pink carpet. Tonight, I'm excited about tonight. Two young, new, up-and-coming artists. I actually got a chance to see Sha Collins live at an event that I did in Harlem in June. So I just want to catch up with her a little bit and see what's been going on with her since June. And Era, up-and-coming rapper, who actually was on the show back in April with my godson and his uncle, which is Unique's little brother and son, and their crew. They were on in April doing their thing as a group, as a collective, not really a group, but they collectively do music together. So Era's just come out with his new stuff. So we just catching up. You know, I'm really big on supporting younger people, especially when they're doing something positive, because there's so many other things that they can be doing. But I would be remiss, hey sis, I'd be remiss also not to say that we are coming close to the end of October, and, you know, this is the month of that we, you know, heavily discuss domestic violence as well as breast cancer awareness. I just want to give a shout-out to all the families who and the people who have fallen victim to domestic violence and or breast cancer or any other kind of cancer. So I wanted to just throw that out there as well. Just, you know, I'm praying for you guys. You can make it. It's not unheard of on both levels. So I just wanted to send my shout-outs to those people, and I also want to send my shout-outs to people who've lost family members to domestic violence or to breast cancer or any other cancer as well. So I'd be remiss without throwing that out there and saying that before October is over, even though we have one more week left to October, but I want to make sure I get it out there now. Go ahead, sis.
And I also want to give a shout-out to all the survivors of both. All the breast cancer survivors, cancer survivors, and all the people that's gotten out of domestic violence situations.
Absolutely. It's not impossible. And here's the thing, sis. You know, I'm not sure if you knew. I think you knew, but one of our people, author Tamara Brown, you know, she's a breast cancer survivor.
Definitely. Yeah, she talked about it on one of the shows that she was on. So definitely, shout out to her. It seems like it's
goodness.
A couple of more people that I'm having some, like, brain farts. I can't even think of all the other people that we've had on. The Our Curls lady.
Yes, Charisse Walker-Betts. Yes.
Yeah.
And all that she's
so
doing, you know.
I remember all the names.
Yeah. We can't remember all the names, but we definitely, you know, this is a global shout-out. So even if it's people who we don't know, we're going to put it out there like that. Global shout-out for people who, you know, either have suffered domestic violence, and men too. I always like to throw that out there, men as well. And people who have suffered, you know, from breast cancer or any other form of cancer, because I don't even think they have a month that they celebrate for other forms of cancer. So I don't want to generalize.
I don't like that. That's one thing that's always bothered me. Because to me, you know, cancer is cancer.
Absolutely.
But I don't want to get too heavy into that because this is a light show. I'm excited about the two guests that we have on. I'm excited to be doing something light and fluffy and not heavy.
Light and fluffy. We need light and fluffy sometimes, y'all. You know, we got to lighten and fluffy it up a little bit. But you know what I was thinking about, sis?
Right.
I was thinking about even at this particular stage with the VIP, us being, what, like a year and a half old now, almost a year on Blog Talk, but a year and a half old and many, 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 many years in the making, I'll say. I just, by having Shot and Era on tonight, I was thinking about how many people kind of gave us, how can I say it, you know, kind of looked out for us this year alone that, you know, what you doing in the background, sis? That that we didn't that we didn't know of. Well, we knew of them because those are people who we've seen, you know, growing up in the industry. We've seen these people on TV and stuff like that. And, you know, it wasn't like we were or are as yet as big as a Wendy Williams or, you know, a Shayla Scott from Kiss FM / WVLS. This is no more Kiss FM. Or like an Angie Martinez. And, you know, so I thought about the High Fives and the John Johns of Troop and, you know, Stephen Russell Hart of Troop. Even all
and
the love we got in L.A. Huh?
Yes, from Full Force,
mm-hmm.
Mickey Howard. How could we not mention her? Like,
oh
my God. One of the first
right. Right. Who?
just
who is now our auntie?
Auntie Mickey, or should I say?
Auntie
yes.
Mickey.
She has adopted. No. Well, we adopted her. She adopted us right back. So
real quick.
And I want to give a special
I might as well be, because you're all I am type of tip.
My Libra Auntie Mickey, because she's like 2 days before my birthday, and I thought about it like a week or two after our birthdays had passed, and I was like, wait a minute. You had a birthday, and I didn't say happy birthday, so happy belated birthday to you and to me as well.
That is too
so
funny.
That's
I text her.
That's just something.
I text her, I think a day after, because I had like a long day of networking on her birthday. And it really escaped me. I was out so many hours. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you know. And so I hit her up, you know, just to say happy birthday to her or whatever, let her know that I didn't forget her. So, yeah, I mean, just so many people that it just wasn't even funny. And so right, it's like a surreal thing. Sometimes I look back and be like, huh? You know, how did this happen?
It's like,
Yes, and it's like as kids, who would have thought that we can scroll up and down our phone and see, you know, certain people numbers?
Exactly, right? And so I thought about all of that when I knew that Sha and Era were coming on, because I feel like even though we haven't even gotten to the pinnacle of our success where I know that we're going to go, I feel like to some degree we're doing the same thing with them. You know what I mean? Saying, hey, look, at this particular point, maybe you might not be played on a Hot 97 or all those Kiss FM stations they have in other cities, because there's a lot of Kiss FMs in other cities, or like a MS Broadcasting or, you know, Clear Channel Broadcasting. But guess what? We believe in you. You know what I mean? Because people, if it had not been for other people to believe in us, we wouldn't be able to say today that, you know, we can pick up the phone, not that we call them, because, you know, we don't be bugging the people, you know. But we wouldn't be able to say that. We wouldn't, you know, at all. So it means a lot to me to be able to find out what's been going on with them since we last heard from them. Because now, you know, Sha, I actually got a chance to meet Sha in June. I was saying this a little bit earlier. And then, you know, with Era, I was talking about, you know, when Rashawn, you know what I almost said, right? And when you see Rock or K-Rock, they don't kill me. But, okay, K-Rock. And, you know, the whole crew was on in April and stuff like that. So, you know, right. So, you know, just to follow up with them and catch up with them and see, you know, what they've been doing since. I'm excited about that. Because, you know, I was looking at something on Instagram where SWV was on. And this had to be, like, mid-90s. And Lily had it on her page, and she was saying to the person that was interviewing them, she was like, you know, people didn't believe in us because we didn't have a big record, you know, big executives behind us at first. and we didn't have this and we didn't have that. She was like, and people slept on us. And why is it that? So, you know, on her Instagram thing, she was saying, well, why is it that, you know, people do that? Like, why you got to know somebody big, you know, whatever. I said, child, please, we go through all the time, you know, to be quite honest. But, I don't want to be that person ever. Because, for one, I know what it feels like. And, two, it's just like, you know what, talent is talent. You don't have to know Tommy Mottola. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not I'm certainly not on it like that, and I know that you're not on it like that either, I think.
Definitely.
I see Sha.
Not at all.
But the number that I have for Sha is not looking like the one that's coming up.
And the crazy thing about it is I said, you know what I'm saying, somebody can be unknown today but blow up tomorrow.
Just
you know,
like
so you can't never sleep on nobody. You can't sleep on nobody, you know. You can't knock nobody's hustle because everybody that we all look up to, whether it's an actor or, you know, a singer, an athlete, they all had humble beginnings and they all have to start somewhere. Michael Jackson didn't just wake up Michael Jackson. That was years of
now, Janet might have woke up Janet, but that's different. And that's what I always say. I always make that comparison. You ain't no Janet Jackson. You wasn't born into this topic. You know?
And she had to pay her dues, too. She worked
exactly.
her butt off, you know. So it's like, you know.
Get yourself together and don't forget where you come from.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying you got to support something that you ain't rocking with. But, you know, at the end of the day, come on now. Let's be real with this. But what I want to do, sis, I just want to do what we always do at this time. You know why I'm laughing? That's why I'm laughing. I want to do what we always do at this time of the week. I want you to say it.
No, I'm saying no. Nah, you got to put some hip hop on that. You got to put
well,
some hip hop on that.
Well, say it.
No. So we gonna do what we do about this. I see. I can't even say it right, man. See, now you always got me on the spot. So you know, I used to just do it and just let it flow. Now I'm thinking about it. So yeah.
Well, you be
so
thinking forever to let
intro.
It flow. I was confused.
Okay, wait. We're gonna do what we do about this time every week. We're gonna get into the intro.
All right, new.
How's that?
Thank you for joining the VIP with Unique and Mecca, two urban, compassionate, and sassy hosts who believe that everyone is a VIP through trial and triumph. Before we get started, we like to share the house rules. Please respect the views and opinions of others, even if you don't agree. Please avoid tea spilling on the pink carpet, as we want to keep our VIP area litter-free of judgment toward one another. And finally, please have fun and be inspired. Let's get it started.
All right, y'all. So what I'm going to do is intro, Sha Collins, No Sleep. This is the song that she did when I met her back in June. So, all right, y'all, this is some new stuff. Sha Collins, No Sleep.
You know, you may have me up all night, but I'ma smoke this blunt and figure out how we got here. Up all night, I can't sleep.
I need some sleep, Sha. Don't you be letting the people worry you like that. But anyway, what I want to do real quick, I see Era is definitely in the building. Hey, Era, we're going to let you and Sha through in a minute. But before we do that, I just want to get into Girls in the World by Era.
Yeah, I want you. I don't need you. Want my heart on my sleeve just so I can please you.
But there's a lot of girls out in the world right now.
Gravity the only thing holding me down. One more time. I want you. I don't need you. Want my heart on my sleeve just so I can please you.
But there's a lot of girls out in the world right now.
Gravity the only thing holding me down. Not you, bitch. My little nympho says she from the Virgin Islands. How ironic. A nympho from the Virgin Islands. She like a virgin on that Virgin Mobile. But in person, she be flirting. Don't say I told you. My snowflake in Miami. Right after the hand job, I treat her to a mani. Look, I got a cougar. She already got a family. But her sweet tooth turned me into eye candy. Plus, my T-Mobile chick in my home area. Head so good, maybe change my phone carrier. See my little light bright walking with them highlights. We could take off and beat it up like fight night. My Ethiopian, very well spoken in. My Jamaican ting listening to soaking in. How? Then I skirt you dismiss. I'm just trying to shoot my shot and assist back to Sosa in. Wait, but the head sold separately. Poor little Henny, and now that bitch heavenly. Do not disturb if I see you keep texting me. I got my side piece next to me.
I want you, but I don't need you. Want my heart on my sleeve just so I can please you.
But there's a lot of girls out in the world right now.
Gravity the only thing holding me down.
One more time. I want you, but I don't need you. Want my heart on my sleeve just so I can please you.
Gravity the only thing holding me down, not you, bitch. My little brown skin trying to be my brown sugar. Alright, D'Angelo needs a brown sugar. Michelangelo needs a brown sugar for the inspiration. It's the same situation. Look, my pothead, she act good and crack jokes convenient. All she want is backwoods and backstrokes. She can get it. But then again, my little bombshell with that flower bomb smell. That flower bomb smell. Fuck, she be waking up wee hours in the morning. Just to go to work, she take 3 hours in the morning. Shit. And then come home and make the bed up before we use it. My music head give me head when I'm making music. Hop in that Ford Fusion. Give me the Java Fusion. Roll me a blunt, then we cut. Now your ass snoozing. Now your ass snoozing. Roll me a blunt, then we cut. Hold up, I see my baby girl working that drive-thru. She give me McLovin every time that I slide through. Cause I'm a Big Mac, let me supersize you. He a small fry, probably make apple pies too. Don't
I
let him buy you.
I don't need you.
Want my heart on my sleeve just so I can please you.
But there's a lot of girls out in the world right now.
Gravity the only thing holding me down.
One more time, won't you?
I don't need you. Want my heart on my sleeve just so I can please you.
But there's a lot of girls out in the world right now.
Gravity the only thing holding me down. Wait, you the cause and the cure for my pain. You the main squeeze, side piece and everything. Girl, you my earth, wind, fire, and desire. The only complication is that fucking wedding ring used to pop up. up on you. Late night for hours. Next day, come inside your office. It's flowers, serenade. Trying to claim what was ours. Hearing aid. To anybody talking sour. You was on the prowl. I was on the prowl too. You was talking foul. I was out of bounds too. I didn't look around. So glad that I found you. Kindred spirits with engineering. I was bound to. So I got the utmost respect for you. Up close, I step to you. When you walk away, I damn near break a neck for you. I'm being modest, all funds and games and strings, but it's platonic. I didn't smoke strains and strains, you smell the chronic. But you like rings and kings, cause you a goddess, I got it. It's all yours, chasing you around, got me on all fours. You would hit my line, sometimes I call yours. Shit is like a cycle, feel like we at war. Cause every time it rains, the liquor gets poured. I know you didn't be wrong, well we all got flaws. I know you got a man, but this here is pure. Like I fucking said, you the cause and the cure, that's why.
I want you, but I don't need you. Want my heart on my sleeve just so I can please you.
But there's a lot of girls in the world right now.
Gravity the only thing holding me down.
One more time.
I want you, but I don't need you. Want my heart on my sleeve just so I can please you.
But there's a lot of girls in the world right now.
Gravity the only thing holding me down. Not you, bitch. Yeah. Not you, bitch. Not you, bitch. Getting kind of ignorant here. But not you, bitch. Damn. That nigga stressing and shit. Hey, yo, Smiley, cut that shit, cut it up.
So Gravity, the only thing holding me down.
Now, maybe that's why Sha can't sleep.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to have to... I'm going to have to step on over here and see if this is Sha that I have here. So whoever 7447 is, I'm going to let you talk for a second. I'm going to hope this is Sha. But this is not Sha. We're going to put you back on hold for a minute. But we still thank you in advance for calling the VIP.
Hi, this is Sha.
7447. Hey.
Welcome to the Sha. Hi. How are you?
Welcome to the VIP, Sha.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm going to open the line for you too, Era. Hold on for a minute, Sha.
Okay.
Welcome back, Era.
Ladies, with me being the
How
only guy
are you?
In this chat room, I'm doing all right.
All right, good, good, good.
you can handle it.
We're going to be good. Right. So we are definitely excited to check on you and see how you've been doing since the last time you've been on the show. And Sha, you know, I saw you in June. You came to my
yes.
at the Rucker Park. So I just want to get in your business, both of y'all, and see what's been going on since April, ever when you were on, and since June when I saw you, Sha. I have a couple of questions that are very similar for both of you guys, since you're both, you know, new artists up and coming. I want to know, which has always been something that I've been curious of with any artist, how did you get your start? When did you know, Sha, that this is what you wanted to do? And Era, same thing for you. When did you know what you wanted to do? So, Sha, ladies first.
Ladies first.
Thank you. Hi, Era. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I always knew that I wanted to sing. I knew that I was going to pursue it, I guess, really, really pursue it when, like, maybe a few years ago, like, all of my friends, they're settling into, like, regular careers and doctors and lawyers, and I could have done that, but there was no other option for me but to pursue the music, so I just kind of just followed my heart, but I've always known.
Wow. Okay, so, Era, same question for you.
All right, well, as far as the last time I was on the show, I was saying that I actually started like just writing music and stuff when I was 8. I had the Motorola flip phone, so I was recording voice memos like they was actual like songs and stuff. And then I say 8th grade when I had developed my group, that kind of was like the seal for the deal. Like, all right, we're gonna do this for real. And then maybe 4 or 5 years after that, when I started doing my own thing by myself without the group. And I released my first project, Audio Visual, which was July 21st. That was like the seal for the deal. Like, all right, I'm really trying to do this. So, but I've always known that I was into music since I was 8 years old.
Wow.
Like
because of your
my dad.
Because of the influence of your dad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's dope. So if I remember, because I thought about something listening to this particular song, one of y'all got a lot of static in the background. I don't know who it is.
I'm at home in the bedroom. I'm in a stationary environment.
It could be me, but I think I'm pretty okay. Like, I'm in a quiet space.
Okay, it's cool now. So, yes, your father. If I'm not mistaken, Era, if my memory serves me correctly, you were talking about that one particular Jay-Z album, if I'm not mistaken. And as I listened to this particular song, the song that I thought about was Girls, 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 Girls. That song just was like, okay, when I listened to this one, it kind of had that feel to some degree, you know. So
yeah.
I guess with that, I can kind of see kind of sort of where your influence come from. Because, like I said, I wouldn't have remembered that you told me that already if I didn't hear that particular song. So as a new artist, this is for both of y'all, and then after you answer this, Unique, you can chime in after. But as a new artist, what sets you apart from the artists that are already out right now? So Shy Ladies first, and Era, you go after.
I think just my appreciation for music overall. I feel like a lot of the new artists that are out now don't really appreciate all the old school music that we've grown up on. And that's where my appreciation comes from the most. Like, I feel like you can't produce new music today without looking back and appreciating all the greats. Give me a whole nother lane just because I do familiarize myself with the greats.
Okay, right, so man. Can you name some of the greats?
That's actually a great answer.
I mean, Anita Baker is one of my favorites. Donny Hathaway is definitely a big influence over me. Stevie Wonder, Luther Vandross, and even with the whole Luther Vandross thing, I remember him saying he resonates a lot with me now. Because as a singer, like, you just wanna riff and you wanna show off. And I was watching an interview of him not so long ago, but he pretty much said, like, you don't have to riff in order to know how to sing. It all depends on, like, how you color your songs. So I don't know, those are just some of them. But I Sam Cooke, like, the list goes on and on. Like, I love all the old
real music.
Wow.
Real.
So
yeah.
How old are you, Shy? How old are you? Because your mama or your daddy must have introduced you to that stuff.
I'm actually not as young as people think that I am. I think people think that I'm in, like, my mid-20s, but I'm actually going to be 30 this year. So it's a big misconception.
Wow. Awesome. That's great. Black don't crack.
Thank you. Black don't crack. Thank God.
So I have the same question for you.
Wait, did you just say my name just now?
Yes,
yeah,
we did, Petey.
She wanted you to answer
okay,
that question right. as well.
Okay, all right. Before I
same
answer,
question.
I wanted to comment on the girls comment. So, yeah, that actually was my favorite song when I was like, I think my dad told me I was like 2 years old when that song came out or when that. But that song and my song is pretty similar, and it's not even by, like, you know, by a purpose. Purposely, but
mm-hmm.
I will say
it just happened that way.
The dynamics of, yeah, but the dynamics of the song, like on the Girls, Girls, Girls song, I think all three of the verses, he's talking about multiple girls. But on my track, Girls in the World, my first two verses is talking about multiple females, and then the third verse is actually talking about one particular female. So it's like the whole song revolved around that one female. So it's almost as if, like, you know, all those hypotheticals was just put there just to make that one lady on the third verse, you know, jealous or whatnot. And the person in third verse.
Told you, that's why Shy can't sleep.
Yeah, so the lady in the third verse is actually, yeah, it was an actual thing. So, but that's that about that. But as far as, like, what makes me different from the rest, I will say that I try really hard to keep a balance between lyricism and being melodic, try to keep both of them at the same time. And then I do my history, I do my homework, just like Shy was saying, like, you got to go back and study the greats. I feel as though a lot of people in the game now, they don't do that. You got people like no shade or nothing like that, but you got people like Kodak Black making albums called Lil Big Pac. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of disrespectful. But stuff like that, I definitely do my homework. And then, as Sai was saying as well, the appreciation, like, I've been appreciating music since I was a little kid. It wasn't something that I just woke up and said, like, all right, this new wave, everyone's doing it, let's get some quick money. Like, my goal isn't to get quick money. It's to first to get respected, and then, you know, whatever comes after, it comes after. You know what I mean? So those are, like, my main three reasons.
Okay, so now I'm a hip-hop junkie. Like, it's ridiculous. So, of course, I definitely want to know the same thing that Unique followed up and asked Shaq. Who would you consider some of the greats in hip-hop?
In hip-hop, I would definitely say Lauryn Hill, the Fugees as a group. I'm going to say rest in peace to him, but Big L, he's from Harlem.
Big L.
Eminem, Pac. Big, of course, Pun, Cannabis. People sleep on Cannabis, but Cannabis is definitely that guy.
Wow.
50. People think 50 washed up or whatnot, but 50 definitely had them hood melodies on lock when he was out. And then Nas.
Yeah, definitely.
Nas for sure. And then I
of
have a lot more.
Of course, you
got to
give it up
like
for Mr.
Few
Jones.
Off top.
Yeah,
you can't forget about Nas.
Not at all. Wow. Okay.
And DMX.
All right,
DMX.
All right.
Don't forget about DMX.
Oh, yeah.
The dog. You got to growl for that one.
Yes.
Right. You got to growl for that.
Yes.
Get at me, dog.
Right.
Foxy Brown, Eve, et cetera.
Yeah.
Now, I'm saying, you name people from the 90s and 2000s. Can you go back a little bit further? Because I know you're not used to play something.
I mean, if you want to go a little further, we could say, I don't know if you're referring to the Curtis Blow era, but
that's like, that's a big space in there. But, you know, but look, Arizona, like, look, I mean, you know, he all right.
Like, I know the basketball song. I know a couple of things from him, but, you know.
You ain't had to go
that
far back.
Name. No, but no, I respect the fact that he can name Curtis Blow. That says a lot.
Right.
He's on the breaks.
There's people in between those rappers and Curtis Blow, too, that came after Curtis Blow, but still before, like, a Big Pun, a Nas, that type of stuff. I think that's what she was talking about, but. You know, we just had to push the envelope and see how far back you was going to go, young.
Yeah.
That's all. That's all.
Oh, let's keep it pushing then. We could say Big Daddy Kane. We could say Run DMC.
Heavy D.
Grandmaster Flat. Yeah, Heavy D.
Big Daddy Kane is one of the best lyricists. That's an MC.
Rakim.
Rakim
for sure.
What?
You know what's so crazy to me? Because, Rakim ain't had a song out in 20-something years, but he's still in people's top five.
Yeah.
So
he has a lot.
He's still selling out
there,
too. Yeah.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And both him and Kane, I believe, is touring right now. Okay. All right. Don't sleep on the youngins, y'all. Don't sleep on the youngins. Go ahead.
And that's something I definitely wanted to say. I wanted to definitely give Era his prop because when I listen to him, I think of old school hip hop. And it's just a feel good type of thing. And it's so many diverse, he has so many different songs. So, and it's so crazy because I was trying to figure out, like, what songs do I want to play? I kept going back and forth with, you know, songs I wanted to play from him. So I had to get my kids to help me narrow it down.
that's a version of Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo.
That is funny.
And
I was asking
him, you know, what song would you want me to play? And he's like, I'm comfortable, 100% comfortable with anything you play. Anything. It doesn't matter.
I know that's right.
So
confidence.
Really
not mad at that at all.
Yeah. Not at all.
Okay, sis. You got something for them, sis? Because, you know, I start getting diarrhea in the mouth and keep going, so.
Okay. Shy, you know we can go on forever when it comes to this music thing. Okay, so Shy, I wanted to actually ask you about the showcase that you did, Rhythm of the Night.
Yes. Well, Rhythm of the Night, I was doing it. Sad SOBs started it about 2 years ago. I was doing it once a month there for the past 2 years. I have to recently slow down now to focus more on my own music, and I'm also putting on showcases at other venues also. But SOBs, Rhythm of the Night, is an R&B showcase that I have. Right now it's just once a season. That way I can focus on myself. But I put on new artists, about 7 to 8 new artists that perform. They get like a 15 to 20 minute time slot just to showcase their talent. Have a live band that performs with them. So it's all live music, trying to bring that back. Just, you know, it changes the dynamic completely when you perform with a band compared to performing with tracks. So it's doing really, really well, and it's also a good place to network and meet other artists that are starting off just like you and, you know, share secrets of the trade. So Rhythm of the Night.
I love it.
And what days do you have this? Because, you know, I'm
typically
from
on a Wednesday.
Well, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
My next one is actually going to be January 17th, which is a Wednesday.
Okay.
Nice. And Era, of course, you know, I got to ask you about the project, which I want to say that I'm so proud of you. I seen, you know, seen the work that you put into it. You know, he's one of my son's best friends. They had a job that they took this summer, a second shift job, may I say. And they was using their money to pay for the studio
time.
Wait, let them tell it. You know, I got to be the mama here.
Well,
it was an estimated job,
a shaking my head kind of job. Factory job.
Yeah,
but, yeah, we definitely was using that to fund our music and everything.
So I want you to tell them, you know, where they can find this project.
Oh, all right, about the project. All right, so the name of the project is entitled 25-8, which is, I don't think it's something that's really hard to grasp, but just for people that don't know, it's just 1/24/7, meaning, you know, that's just the time we put towards our craft. Like, we don't get no off days, no sick days, no vacay days. We don't even get no funeral days, no offer, no funerals. Like, we just put all of our time towards our grind and our craft. So that's why I came up with the title 25-8. But as far as where you can find it, you can find it on every streaming platform, every streaming service from Apple Music to Spotify to Tidal, Pandora, and YouTube and everything else, iHeartRadio, et cetera.
Right.
But I just released the project maybe a good, like, 2 or 3 weeks ago. So it's still new on the internet. And we just shot a video for one of my tracks entitled Paranoid Thoughts last week. So that's coming soon.
Okay. That's what's up. So now, Sha, question.
Yes.
So I know – I was about to call it Up All Night because, you know, when you start talking about No Sleep, and plus, you say it throughout. But anyway, No Sleep, that's the song that you did when I first met you. I wanted to know, when can we expect to hear something else besides Up On No Sleep?
Okay.
Which is the story of my life.
Yeah, and I think it's the story of a lot of our lives. But especially when it comes to the females, I'm actually gonna put out my next single probably within the next few weeks, and the project will shortly follow. I've been recording and I have music ready, so it's just about the timing and trying to properly place everything. But the video is out still for No Sleep, and that's all over Spotify and iTunes and iHeartRadio. But be on the lookout for the next single within like the next few weeks.
Well, all right. Just in time for my birthday. Happy birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday.
I'm looking for that, Sha.
Yes, please do.
For sure. And so now okay, so to follow up with that, being that, you know, okay, so with the rhythm of the night thing, will there be, I know that you're doing a lot of focusing on your own stuff, but being that by the time you do the next rhythm of the night, you should have your full project. Can we expect to see you, you know, live there or?
I do perform that rhythm of the night also sometimes, but it's very hard when you're producing the show. You know, you have artists that need you and they need certain things. You have the sound engineer that needs you and needs certain things. You have the owner and the establishment that you have to pay attention to. It's very hard to perform and be an artist on those nights when I have to be very business minded. So I try to keep them separate. But
absolutely.
I will definitely be performing live all throughout New York when the project releases.
Well, you just make sure that you let us know what you're doing.
I definitely
will. So
that
we can follow up, you know, if we can be there and support. I know my schedule is crazy. As my schedule is, what, 25-8 and no sleep altogether.
Yes.
So I understand, you know, I definitely understand, but I try to make sure that I can support as much as I can support. I just need to know, you know, when things are going on in advance, and I definitely, you know, will be there to support you.
Mm-hmm.
So keep us posted,
appreciate
okay?
Appreciate that. I will definitely keep you guys posted. I appreciate you so much.
Oh, no problem. Sis, did you have another question for Sha?
I don't. I did want to get into another one of Era's songs.
Okie dokie. I think I know which one I want to play. You know, I really want to hear Graduate. See, this is new for me,
right,
Era, because I didn't really get a chance to get into it. I was going to listen to your stuff first, and I said, no, I want to be surprised.
Yeah.
So, should I explain the song before it plays or after it plays?
Yeah.
No, you
can explain
what
it.
What does that mean, Era?
I want to talk about Graduate before the listeners hear it, I guess. So I wanted to know which would be the more appropriate way of going about that. Should that be before or after?
No,
you can do it now.
All right, so real quick. So Graduate is basically a song that I wrote from a college student's point of view. But it could be related to any level, of like school grade level. So it's basically about anybody could be in these shoes, but it's about anybody that's juggling or balancing two things, school being one of them, and then maybe something that you're passionate about or a hobby or whatnot. So you're juggling these two things, but you're trying not to lack in one of them. But it's like it's becoming hard, so you have to make a decision. So I'm just going to let the songs, you know, tell the rest of the story.
All right. Now, Sha, you hold tight because I do have another question for you. Hold tight. Don't go nowhere.
Okay.
I could write music all day, bitch, I would. But look, I got responsibilities in my hood. A nigga got bills, and that can never be misunderstood. Plus, I need a hot meal to keep me looking good. The stress got me smoking backwoods. Now I'm on campus trying to focus in them books. A nigga need degrees, and I can never be misunderstood. If I could write music all day,
need to graduate.
Aw, shit, the wake-up call. Can't rely on my mama now to wake up, y'all. Need a job on campus, get my cake up, dog. Student loans increasing my blood rate this fall, plus tuition. Got me feeling like I'm out of state at the rate that it's going. I'ma sling 8-ball, I'm barely floating. The debt got me drowning in the pool. Summer semester charged me $2,000 for the food, and I ain't need it. But sat down and respect George. Plus, I lost a sense of fashion because I wear sweats more. Got goals to achieve, fuck the Rolex store. Can't believe I fell in love with the girl next door. Yeah, you got me. Baby girl, you had me at a smile, and you asked me about the music because it's been a long while. I got this midterm that I really need to pass. With this music intern before class, and if I could write music all day, bitch, I would. But look, I got responsibilities in my hood. A nigga got bills, and that can never be misunderstood. Plus, I need a hot meal to keep me looking good. The stress got me smoking backwoods. Now I'm on campus trying to focus in them books. A nigga need degrees, and that can never be misunderstood. If I could write music all day,
need to graduate.
writing music. I do it after my class. My mom want a master's. I want to master my craft. She said get a bachelor. I want a bachelor pad so I could renovate it from the ground up to a lab and record music. Well, first I need cash. She said get your credits, then the money come last. That degree will help your checks all clear. Truth be told, I'd rather see all my samples clear. So I've been here all year, networking through the campus. Switch majors so I can save a whole year's Spanish. I'm joking, but then that's how a young nigga manage. Laughing at life, thinking that'll be the answer. Find a bad bitch and do damage. Smoking on a post, and if it isn't potent, please don't hand it. I treat all my hoes like the weed that I smoke. I don't hit it if it isn't high standard. If I could write music all day, bitch, I would. But look, I got responsibilities in my hood. A nigga got bills, and I can never be misunderstood. Plus, I need a hot meal to keep me looking good. The stress got me smoking backwoods. Now I'm on campus trying to focus in them books. A nigga need degrees, and I can never be misunderstood. If I could write music all day,
need to graduate.
Last night I just wrote the illest damn song. Next day had a test and I forgot the Scantron. Shit, Thursday I'm just trying to get lit. Got a five-seater, sometimes I'm squeezing in six. That's the backseat alone, backstreet's the home. Almost out of gas, like a track meet, I'm gone. That was last week I was stoned. My homie in the other car, both of them full of broads. Watch for the snake, niggas, when you on the boulevard. Don't you ever force your hand, jokers trying to pull your card. Hitting up my nigga's tail, whole wedding JR.
Wow, that's a lot of directions musically. I'll be here forever trying to explain that. Wow. So, again, I have a double question. I'm going to let Era answer first since we just heard from him, but it's for both of you guys. So, Sha, I know you almost finished your project. It should be out soon. Era, your project is finished. A person listening to you for the first time, what type of feel do you think your album is going to, you know, or what type of feel do you anticipate your album giving to your listeners?
What kind of feel do I think the album will give the listeners? I think, all right, what you were saying earlier.
I don't know whose background that is. It's going crazy.
All right, we can wait for it to clear up. All right, so.
Okay.
Yeah, well, adding on to what you were saying earlier, there's certain songs on the project that I feel as though that can invoke a 90s feel. Like, for instance, like Graduate, mm-hmm. definitely One of Those Days. I'll say Girls in the World. You know, those are like vintage beats. So those are beats that I got from my dad from when he got beats like years ago. So those are like, you know, it kind of has that vintage feel to it. And then like the lyrics mm-hmm. added on as well. So I say that side of the tape could give like a 90s feel. But then I have tracks on there that might just make you want to just jump up and down or whatnot. Like, I try to throw a little trap in there, but my main thing is a trap. Like, what I'm trying to do with trap, I'm trying to reinvent it into a new style called sophisticated trap. So it's kind of like a lyrical trap style. So
okay,
I added some of that on there, and then the person that was on the show last time, Poetic Junior, I go to school with him. He produced some of the tracks on there, and we got some samples on there as well. So it definitely has some of those vibey sample kind of feels on there. So I think someone listening to mm-hmm. my project for the first time would be like, he's full of different energies. There's so many different avenues to the project. So I don't really think someone's going to get one specific feel when they hear it.
Okay, mass appeal. Okay, I can get with that. Sha?
I think for me, it's definitely going to be my producer who produced No Sleep. He's actually pretty much a legend in the hip-hop game. His name is Breakbeat Lou. So you're definitely going to hear R&B feel with a lot of heart 808s and hip-hop beats mesh, but mm-hmm. I think for the women you will also feel a sense of empowerment. You may be a little bit angry, you may be able to relate, it may bring you back to certain things that you have personally been through, but I think it's just going to be mm-hmm. one of those albums for women to move on and get over things and know that, you know, a man is not the end of the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. You ain't busting windows out cars, are you? I hate you so much right now.
Jasmine
it's all
Sullivan
good as long as we're empowered. I'm really big on women's empowerment, and so is Unique. So I know with that
Absolutely.
Said, I know that I'm going to enjoy that project. And even with you, Era, I feel like I'm going to enjoy yours as well because you discuss a lot of versatility. And I love versatility.
Yeah.
I never been that girl that just listened to hip-hop and R&B because, you know, I'm a black girl from the Heights. That was never my
right.
thing. You know, I listen to a lot of varieties of music, so I can't wait to hear the whole project for that reason alone. And even with you, Sha, like, you know, that women's empowerment thing means a great deal to me, so I'm excited about that as well. Wow. And I'm excited that
Alrighty.
You guys are back here, came to visit us. Sha, not Sha, Sis, you got anything else for either Era or Sha?
Yes, Era. When can I see this Paranoid Thoughts, man?
Man, I'm trying to get some confirmation dates as well. So until that happens, I won't be able to disclose anything about it. But it should be coming soon, like really within like this month for sure.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely be waiting. And will you be performing around Atlanta anytime soon?
I hope so. But until then, we have a whole bunch of performances going on here at the university that I go to, which is West Georgia. So we've just been doing, you know, little shows and open mics here. But until my Atlanta show comes, I'm just going to be doing the things out here in Carrollton.
That's good. I just wanted to let you guys both know that I'm proud of you guys.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. We're proud
yes.
of you guys.
You guys are quite welcome. And you guys are now
and
family
as my
here. Well, Ever uses your second
on,
time
sis,
on.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it this week since you always say it. I know I'm going to mess it up. As
well,
my
do it, boo.
Mom,
she listening.
As my auntie.
She listening too, because I see her. Hey, Mom.
Says, one hand washes the other, and they both wash the face. So, in other words, anytime you guys want to break anything or you got something coming up, you're always welcome here at the VIP. Anytime.
Thank you so much.
You're quite
definitely
welcome.
We need a platform
for
new artists. So this is awesome. Thank you.
Aw, you're welcome. So I'm going to end off with the last song that we have here by Era, and then we're just going to close out for tonight. But if there's anything that...
So which song are you about to play?
I went with Sticks and Stones. I had to go with one of my faves.
All right.
Okay.
So
they was having
okay, well,
time,
we'll
obviously. It's okay.
I'm
go ahead,
talk
Era.
About Sticks and Stones after. I'm going to talk about it after, please.
Okay. Hello?
All righty. So this is Sticks and Stones by Era.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey.
Leo Satellite.
Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words hurt even more. Turn around and hit a faux flat, cause you come in with the faux faux. Six clip, watch it rotate. Cap a nigga like a probate. Kill a nigga like he ghost face, cause a nigga pry so low. Cause he ride so low. Look in his eyes, his soul is the reason why a nigga grieving. I think he's trying to find some hope. Now back, time to backtrack. Keep pulling up in that matte black. Got 100,000 on the cash app and a hatchback, not a hashtag. Sticks and stones. Sticks and stones. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words hurt even more, nigga. Words hurt even more, nigga. Sticks and stones. Sticks and stones. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words hurt even more, nigga. Words hurt even more, nigga. If money talks, yours mush mouth. He gets his like the grossest. This blue face like the grossest. This cash out like the grossest. This low key, he don't post pictures. He rather sit back and observe. The whole time you was hating on him, he was working just trying to get heard. Cause niggas out here and they act this. Every day pull a different stunt. Only thing sprung is the mattress. He fucking your bitch like he dropped the blunt. Back, time to backtrack. You pulling up in that old coupe. Got 100 friends like a carpool and some low fuel. That's a bold move.
sticks and stones. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words hurt even more, nigga. Words hurt even more, nigga. Sticks and stones. Sticks and stones. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words hurt even more, nigga. Words hurt even more, nigga. Damn, homie was the man, homie. Back in high school, the Space Jams, homie. Now a nigga got Vans on me. Everything off brand on me. I'm just trying to get a fan. I see that you got a lot. The quiet nigga I was picking on got the biggest songs and they hot. Back then I had sticky fingers, now you got a song with sticky fingers. Back then it was risky business, but it worked out like a Planet Fitness. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but karma hurts even more. Basic cable, I flipped the channels, you sold out in every soul. Sticks and stones. Sticks and stones. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words hurt even more, nigga. Words hurt even more, nigga. Sticks and stones. Sticks and stones. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words hurt even more, nigga. Words hurt even more, nigga.
Yo, we got another one. That's side A on the sample, by the way. Damn, this shit tricky.
Now, if you wasn't so well versed, I would be like, "What you know about sticky fingers?" But okay, since you know I was going to hear that, my boo.
Okay,
but anyway,
can I speak on that real quick?
Yes, you
she
can speak on it real quick, and then after you speak on it, I want you and Sha to give your last little comments. Anybody you want to shout out? Anything you want to say to the people? So, Eric, you speak on that.
You
give your last whatever you got to say, and then Sha,
you guys as well.
Okay.
Right.
So with sticks and stones. I'm almost sure everybody knows the little riddle, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. But in this instance, I'm saying that words hurt the most. Like, words can cause somebody to jump off a bridge or to shoot themselves or hang themselves or whatnot. So the song is obviously about bullying, and it's inspired. It's not really inspired through a firsthand kind of thing, but I mean, I've been bullied, but it wasn't in a way where, like, you know, it'll make me go in my room and go cry and nothing like that. Maybe, like, some second grade, third grade kind of scenarios, like, you got the big ears or the big head, small body. You got the gap in your tooth. But I'll never dwell on it, you know what I mean? So it was really more from a perspective of me looking from the inside out, like, the people around me that was getting bullied. And it used to anger me a lot just to see, like, people get bullied over, like, small things. So I had a history of always helping people when they used to get bullied. And, it will always backfire on me. But the song is definitely towards bullying and bullying alone.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah, I beat my bullies up. Me and my mother was just talking about that today because, you know, they're going to bully me. I was quiet, but I wasn't scared.
You don't let that
but everybody's
fly.
Not like that. So, and I think that it's very important that people shed more light on that. So I really like that for a number of reasons, not only because of what it means, you know, lyrically but and socially, but just some of the stuff that I heard in it, besides Sticky Fingers. So, yeah, let everybody know where they can find you, and then Sha, after he finishes, you do the same, please.
Alrighty, well, and then to add on real quick, the third verse is actually from a bully's perspective, so it's two different perspectives throughout that song. And the reason I'm talking more about it is because that's one of my favorite records, so I gotta, you know, talk on it. But you guys can follow me on Instagram at er2as.ny, era.ny, and then you guys can follow me on YouTube as New Era, and then you guys can find me on Apple Music and all the streaming services with just Era, ERWA. And
everybody
stay positive. Spread love.
That's right. You heard it first. Go ahead, Sha.
So, yeah, I just wanted to tell everybody to look out for my new music that's coming out. No Sleep is still available on iTunes. The video is on YouTube. Shout out to BKMG, which is the label that I'm under, Breakbeat Lou. You can find me on all social media at Sha Collins Music. That's spelled S-H-A-C-O-L-L-I-N-S Music, M-U-S-I-C. And that's all across like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. But yeah, just Sha Collins Music. So just look out for me and my music that's coming out.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for both of
can
you
I
being here on
you?
Tonight. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So you're in New York. What part of New York are you from?
I'm born in Brooklyn, raised in Queens.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm out here in Atlanta, but I'm a Long Island native. I just wanted to
I have your Instagram now, too, so we definitely need to reach out and, like, link up.
Yeah, I put the NY for it in my Instagram name for New York, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
We all got a rep.
That's
home
right.
For all of us.
That's
but
right.
But I tagged you guys both on the picture that I post so you can find each other there.
Alrighty.
Absolutely. And maybe you guys
alrighty,
can do a collabo
alrighty.
In the future.
Who knows, right?
Yep.
Exactly.
Well,
all
righty.
This has been a very interesting night, getting to hear some new things that I never heard before. Sha, following up with you. Again, we appreciate you being here, and we're ready for y'all to help us make this industry explode again because real music, we need that. We need that back. So we depending on y'all. We put a heavy weight on y'all, but we know y'all can do it.
We're going to keep it alive.
So
keeping all real
all
music alive. That's
right,
karma.
So
karma.
That's right. All righty. So thanks again. KG, I did it. I told you I wasn't going to forget about you. KG been saying this since June. He was like, I'm not going to let you forget, but I wasn't going to forget about you, Sha. So, again, thank you so much for whoever's tuning in, whoever's logged on.
Thank you.
Whoever called in. And we'll see you next week, Thursday, when our guest will be Rashida Strober. I can't wait to have her on. Rashida Strober talks a lot about colorism, so she's coming to New York with her play in 2 weeks. So we're excited about that. Thank you so much again for joining the VIP tonight.
All right,
guys. Thank you for spending time on the VIP with Unique Mecca. You can find us here every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. for the VIP experience. Bring a friend or look us up on Instagram and Facebook under Unique Mecca, spelled YOUNEIKMEKHA, or on Twitter under VIP.UniqueMecca. And if you don't believe anything else, please believe that you are a VIP through trial and triumph. Thanks again for joining us.